Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Garbowski. How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. Why don't we go around and introduce everyone first of all?
I am Bobo and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Garth Bryson and I play bass.
I'm Joshua Skibar and I play bass.
Who else do we have in here?
I mean drums.
Our lifetime friend Jacob.
Jericho Davidson.
Yeah.
Of the newfound monsters of Gentlemen of Monster Eye.
That's right. That's right. You played a show on Saturday over at Chase. Yeah. How'd that go?
Awesome.
Pretty good. So I want to hear more about Garbowski. How long have you been together?
About 2 years.
About 2 years. How'd you come up with the name?
Okay. We go back around the room. So we got Gar, that's Garth. Bo, that's Bo, and Ski, half of my last name, Ski Bar.
Ah, perfect. Garbowski.
You know, we were named by Ian Philibom formerly or still in Shangomalo if they're still together.
It changes every other day, don't it?
Yeah. Well, that's great. And so how long have you been together again?
Close to 2 years, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool. Do you have any recordings? Do you have an album?
We have an EP.
Yeah. And actually, I know that because I reviewed it. It's fantastic. Great EP.
Thanks, yeah. Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's around here at the station.
As it should be.
Yeah. and I have played some cuts off of it before. And, of course, after tonight, you'll have some more recorded material.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right.
We're also in the process of recording right now, doing another 7 songs. Well, 6.5, you could call it.
It's yeah.
7
It's
songs.
Close enough to 7. With
there's
our,
a short one on there.
Yeah, yeah, we're recording with our best friend, Tom Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're probably going to get it out in February.
Cool.
It's called Take a Pool.
One last question. Where are you playing next? Do you have a gig lined up?
Yeah, we're playing November 17th at Congress with R. Cougar and Gil Mantera Party.
Yeah, I've seen that. Gil Mantera's
from
Dream Party
from Ohio.
So. Well, we did our homework. Even more,
I was hoping you'd do that better at that, Garth.
Even more importantly, we're playing with Jericho's new band, The Gentlemen of Monster Island.
And when is that?
That's the 27th at Plush.
The 27th. So you have the 17th,
with Mr. Gnome.
17th
over at Club Congress, and then you have the 27th
right.
at Plush. That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Let's hear some more songs.
Okay.
Let's go 2 or 3 songs, then we'll break again.
Okay. What are we're going to do Post Sober Night.
Okay.
I get to start this one.
Losing the pounds faster than I can dance. what you've heard. What do you ask for?
Live in Studio 2A, this is Garbowski. You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. I'm Dr. Dan. And let me take my earplugs out. I can't hear a thing.
Are you really a doctor?
Yeah. You know, it's loud in here. It's really loud.
But are you really a doctor?
I am an optometrist, and I do research, too. I see patients 3 days a week. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome to ask any questions you want, but this hour really is about you. I decided I wanted to ask you some questions. Okay, first of all, when you're a trio like this, every single person is important. Every single person comes through And that's definitely coming through with me. Each one of you is extremely talented, and each one of you is doing something very different. Having said that, your drumming, Josh Skibar, really drives everything, especially with the tempo changes. Can you tell me more about that, how you have developed this as a group or as an individual? How did that come about?
Well, I was in a kind of a technical hardcore band before these guys moved back into town from Portland and Seattle, and I was in between bands, but for the most of my drumming history, I've been playing metal, and it was really nice to take a break from, you know, heavier music and meet up with these guys. And they've said it so many times that I've been able to take their lighter songs or songs that had a lighter feel to begin with and make them heavier without making it sound like metal or even heavy music in, you know, in general.
Double
so
bass.
I brought double bass into an indie rock band. That's almost unheard of.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm looking down, and sure enough, you got the double bass pedals.
Yeah, I don't know if they thought it was going to work at first, but...
I was scared. I was like, I've been in bands with double bass, yeah. You're very tasteful with
absolutely.
It. You know?
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, so I took a huge amount of influence from heavier music in everything I play. And it was really nice to meet up with these guys. And the tempo changes, that's all Bo. Bo taught himself how to play, and he's just got a really unorthodox style of writing. And he changes tempos without even knowing it. I have to count the songs out. He doesn't even think about numbers.
It comes completely natural to him, where he's like,
oh yeah, there's been so
I
much
talk. To go to talk to Garth about it first, so he can count it out.
Yeah, I'm the translator between the two. It's like,
because well, I can't count and play for sure.
He's like, come on, just play this. I'm like, I've been playing with Bo for so long, and then, all right, this is what this means. It's in this time. And
yeah, it was nice. the biggest type of miscommunication when we first started playing together was, how many times do you do that? And he, I don't know. I'm like, well, it sounds like 3.5 times, and
it's like
my 3.5 times
like
to him. Yeah,
us,
it's like six. Yeah. So a lot of numbers got confused in the beginning, but we've learned to write together really well. And Bo, being the primary writer, he always gives you something really challenging.
So this explains the unique sound that you have. It's sometimes you're kind of going along, and then you just lurch forward, and then you're just kind of calm for a while, and then, you know, it just goes again, and it's exciting. It's exciting music to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Me and Garth have been playing for like 6 years together, so he's kind of
up and down the country. Yeah.
You can actually tell Garth is a vegetarian by the way he plays bass. You play like a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough protein in your bass.
Well, I was looking at your technique, and you're doing lots of different things with the bass. One thing I think is really cool, you're playing way up on the neck, some of the real high notes.
Yeah.
You don't always hear that with the bass. A lot of people just kind of hang down on the low notes. But when you're playing a bass and you're trying to get the highest notes out of it, it gives it a cool sound.
Yeah, he's my favorite bass player.
I guess I'm, you know, like being in a three-piece, everybody's got to take over their own, you know, do their own parts, and it's like, we don't have another guitarist, so I'll kind of...
So he's our other guitar player.
I'll be the other guitarist.
Yeah,
I'll actually...
Bass
and bass. Songs.
You end up playing like you played a bass like a guitar and a keyboard for the most part.
Yeah.
And I don't know sign language, but Jericho just looked like you said me too, as far as favorite bass player goes.
Yeah, huge amount of talent here. And who's the main songwriter? Is that you, Bo?
Yeah, Bowen.
Writing the songs.
Yeah, I just write on my acoustic guitar, so when we come practice it out, you know, with amps and everything loud and distortion, it just changes and for the better anyways,
for the better,
you know.
Yeah. And I love your guitar. I can sometimes pick out individual notes that you're playing, so that's exciting, but then you're also just, you know, strumming and that's cool. Also, your voice, at least the mixes I've heard, your voice is another instrument. It's not out front. And whether this is good or bad, I think it's a good thing. I can't always hear what you're saying. I can't hear the lyrics. I don't think that's a bad thing. Sometimes, I mean, obviously there are songs where you want to hear the lyrics and they have a message, but sometimes it's cool just to have a voice as another instrument.
Yeah.
And that's what comes through with you.
Well, I'm more confident with, like, not really having my voice up there
right
in the mix that much, you
but
know?
It's there and it's important, and it makes it, instead of a trio, you've got four instruments coming through. Yeah.
Yeah, you sing like an angel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we established that you have a gig coming up at Club Congress on the 17th of November, and another one at Plush on the 27th. And you're also working on a new release.
New release, after the beginning of the year, it's probably going to end up being between January and March, so we're just trying to do the final touches on that and get it out so we can play.
Cool. Now, how many more songs do we have?
Oh, heck, Dan, we only have four more.
Yeah, four more.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what we're going to do then is I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get going and go back to the broadcast booth. That way I can control things a little better. But it's been great having you on the show. Is there anything else you want to make sure gets said out there before we have four songs?
Are you done with us?
I'm not done with you. It's just that I want to make sure that that when we have a smooth transition. I mean, you can go all the way up to 9:57.
Okay.
Well. But I have a feeling that four songs will be shorter than that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we wanted to keep some of the curse words out of the show. And
okay, obviously we don't plan all this. We just take it. Why don't we do? Let's do two songs, and then we'll talk again.
Come back and see us after two songs.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
No, then I'll stay. Let's do two songs, and we'll talk.
We're gonna miss you, Dan.
what's our next song?
You're very good at interviews.
I missed a lot.
Okay.
touch throughout it.
Glad you didn't leave, Dan.
What's that?
I'm glad you didn't leave. You look like you like that song.
Yeah, I'll stay here one more song.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave actually.
No, it looked like you were feeling that one.
Yeah.
All right, the song's called "Pain and Plastic."
Bug up some sort, or it's from the few late nights you've had. I've heard stories of. Why does it take away this far? Happiness defeats me. I won't let it run. Worse than eats.
Three KXCI live in Studio 2A with Garbowski.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Dan, And let me take out my earplugs so I can hear what I'm doing here. It's just when we're in the small room, the sound just reverberates.
Oh yeah.
And my ears are already ringing all the time.
As are mine.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I would ask you. We have a good 15, 16 minutes left. Some random questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite bar in Tucson?
Shay's Lounge.
Shay's
Lounge.
I don't know. I'm so surprised by that answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hands down. That's where all our favorite people hang out.
Yeah.
That's right. I bet you a few of them are listening tonight.
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think so. The next question is, what's your favorite band out these days, except for yourselves?
I've been listening to the new Jay-Z.
The new Jay-Z.
That's my favorite right now.
Gentlemen of Monster Island, yeah.
Gentlemen of Monster Island, yeah. Brand new band, just had a premiere performance at Che's on Saturday.
And we're also going to play with them on the 27th at Plush. Mm-hmm. Wanted to make sure we said that.
What's the best thing about living in Tucson?
How cheap it is.
Yeah.
Is it still cheap?
And good friends.
Is it still cheap? I mean, that's what people used to say. People used to say that it was, living in Tucson was inexpensive, and then it seems like things have gone up a notch just a little bit. But it's still cheap.
I guess you can kind of choose how you want to live. It's cheap for us. I mean,
if you go to Shays to drink, it's cheap.
Yeah, not so much the cost of living, the cost of whiskey, mostly important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your favorite drink at Che's?
Well whiskey.
Well whiskey.
Yeah, I mean
whiskey and water.
Yeah. Okay. Or no, that's whiskey and water for you. I do whiskey and PBR. They don't even need to hear me say it. I can hold up two I hold up two fingers and they know I want one of each.
So they'll serve you whiskey in a small glass and then the PBR.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, drinking is really important to us. We don't even know how to play sober.
Uh-huh. I believe that. And where is this band going from here?
We're going to go to Shays after this.
Well, you've already talked about you're working on an album right now.
Yeah.
And we talked about your gigs coming up on the 17th at Club Congress on the 27th.
So, yeah, release party sometime beginning of the year and take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
We share our drummer right now with the Bled, so we got a little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
But
he's busy.
It seems to work out. He still wants to be a part of this. So.
Yeah, this is a wonderful band to be in. And as busy as I get with those guys, I still wouldn't want to give up being in this band. You know, as far as this being a band for 2 years, I mean, it feels like since elementary school to me, you know. I effing love the S out of these guys.
Now, in some cities, if you're in one band, you're in that band. You do not play with other artists or other bands.
They don't tell me what to do.
That's not...
They can't tell me what to do.
We're scared of Ski. Yeah. Look at us.
And that's not the case in Tucson. There are musicians that play in different bands all the time, starting their own projects. What is different here that is not going on in other cities?
Well,
can people do that here?
It's somewhat of a smaller city, but we're all friends, and there's such a huge amount of really good musicians to play with. You know, like our friend Jericho here, he's in three or four bands at most points, you know. Don't look at me like that.
Three.
I know it's three. Don't look at me like
You're
that.
You're not that busy, Jay. Yeah, we want to share Ski Bar. He's so talented that we can't keep him for ourselves. And he likes metal, and we don't play metal.
I need metal.
He needs metal. And he's good at it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about living in Tucson? Except for Che's.
Me and Garth were in Northwest for 2 years, and then we decided we couldn't afford that.
For me, it's just friends.
Well,
it's mostly friends.
We missed our friends, and I kind of miss my family, I think.
The weather compared up there.
Oh, yeah.
You're from here.
Where were you?
Portland.
You said northwest.
Portland for a little while and then Seattle for a little bit.
Yeah. There's a direct line between here in Portland and here in Seattle. And we have there are lots of musicians I could name from Seattle, from Portland. Yeah. Some have now moved back. There's a pretty good line, too, between here and San Francisco. A lot of musicians.
Austin's another one. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spread the Tucson.
I think musically, it's an extremely talented city, and it's a little bit of a sleeper city as far as the talent is excellent, and yet, you know, it's not the first city that comes to mind when people think of music. People think of Austin. You know, Austin's great. I prefer Tucson.
Yeah.
We've got some great talent here, great bands, great scene.
And Sonoran hot dogs.
Sonoran
hot dogs. We have those here, too.
We have those here, too.
Even vegetarian ones.
Yeah. So between cheap whiskey, Sonoran hot dogs, and really good people, I mean, this is my favorite city in the world.
So we have time for two more songs. That's right?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
How many songs do we have?
We got two more, right?
We only have two more?
We're going to do Punch Jesus.
Okay.
And then
and this time I really am leaving.
Okay.
So
thanks, Dan.
I'm going to go back to the broadcast booth, control things from there.
Hey,
thank
Dan.
You so much.
Thanks for having us. Absolutely.
We brought you a shirt, but we brought two different colors. Do you want the red one or the white one?
I want the white one.
You want the white
one?
Yeah, I don't look so good in red.
Can you reach it? Can you get it?
I didn't even know you guys had shirts. That's great.
Yeah, we're huge. we're going to get stickers someday.
It's in there. It's in the red one.
Now,
you want
don't feel bad if the answer is no, but did you have him made at Iron Horse Graphics?
Of course we did. Of course we did.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the only place to go.
Yeah, I live in Iron Horse. That's great. Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're welcome.
You gotta wear it.
Okay, two more songs from Garbowski. I'm Dr. Dan, coming to you live from Studio Two Way. And let me just sneak past you.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Do you think he's gonna wear the shirt? New nighty. I want a good drink. Take a big drink, boys.
Oh boy.
I love water. All right.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Hold up. It's weird.
Thank you.
Jericho.
I'm gonna give this one to Kane. Probably our biggest fan.
All right, Kane.
Well, I'll give it to Kane. You can give it to Jericho.
Song we wrote.
No. Punch Jesus was for Jericho, for sure.
Yeah, all right. This one's for Kane.
This one's for Kane. Lost friends, Kane fans.
Fun.
That was awesome. That was a good time.